You're listening to Local Talk on KHOI. I'm your host, Gail Seiler, and we've been joined in the studio by two guests. We have with us Keith Morgan from Story County Emergency Management and Doug Houghton, Support Services Manager with the Ames Police Department. Thanks for coming by today. And today we are going to be talking about the new public safety radio system that will be built here in Story County over the next few years. So let's start by talking about why this project is needed.
Well, the current radio system that we have is about 30 years old. So think back to your cell phone that you had about 30 years ago. That's right. You didn't even have a cell phone. Technology has come a long ways, and also supporting older technology has become more and more difficult. Again, if you had to buy a part for your VHS tape player from 30 years ago, would you be able to find those parts? No. So it's time for Story County to upgrade its system. The other parts are that the system that we have is not a public safety radio. It was actually designed as a commercial radio system, and it was good when it was new, but it's time for us to move on from that.
So what does this system consist of? Is it actual, like, physical infrastructure, or are there non-tangible parts to it as well?
I'm going to pass that on along to the expert on that. That's Doug.
That's Doug.
Yeah, so this will be an interesting project. It involves kind of both ends of what you've described. We'll be building a completely new radio system with five towers around the county to provide really good coverage for emergency responders as they try to access almost anywhere in the county. In addition, we'll be buying all new radios because, as Keith described, those 30-year-old radios that we're carrying just don't have the capabilities of what new radio systems can do. So that's the infrastructure and hardware side. But we're also creating a whole new system. The county, the city, and the university have come together to create an organization that will manage this new system. So there's the structure that this group, which has adopted the name StoryCom. StoryCom has will develop a set of rules and structures for people who use the radio system to work by, protocols for how to use what to say on the radio, how to use the radio, what channels to use. All those things are kind of in the development stage right now.
So all that will be new as well as the infrastructure.
That's correct. New towers with new wires and new radios, but there'll be a whole new set of rules and structures to work by.
To use that new material. And when you say we, who are you referring to?
You know, really, this is a very much a countywide project. As I said, the three biggest organizations in the county, the City of Ames, Story County itself, and Iowa State University, are kind of the backbone. Those three entities have created StoryCom with the goal of being able to fund the infrastructure. Those three agencies will fund actually building the towers, acquiring the land, setting up the equipment. But then the system will be available to all public entities in the county. Now, the first outreach will be to emergency responders. So to the rural fire agencies, the emergency medical services throughout the county, the two hospitals, all of those agencies will be able to join and actually are planning to join on the new radio system so that we'll be able to develop not only good working relationships but an interoperable system. So in a disaster or in an emergency, different agencies can communicate with each other.
So, Keith, last time you were on, you were talking about radio communication to residents and alerting residents. This is different. This is communication between first responders and police departments and so on. Is that correct? This wouldn't go out. This is not communication out to the general public.
Exactly. And it is to allow that communications, because some of the problems, obviously, is if you let too many people on the system, then it gets clogged up. This is going to be very targeted information. And a great thing is by by us rebuilding this system, we'll be better able to share our resources amongst the different communities should we ever hit that point where the resources in one community are totally used up. Now agencies will be able to come together and work together much, much better, and also across the different disciplines, fire and law enforcement and medical, oftentimes are used to working only in their own channels. This system will allow them to work together during that large-scale disaster and get the resources where they need to go when they need to be there.
You mentioned the entities that will fund it. Mm-hmm. Is that coming out of general budgets, or does additional money need to be obtained to fund this?
So it does vary a little bit between the agencies. The City of Ames, for example, and I believe Story County are both going to do some general obligation bonds to fund the infrastructure. Iowa State's using different kinds of money. You know, their structure's different.
Mm-hmm.
The actual purchase of the radios will be the responsibility of the agency that's going to use them. So across the 14 emergency response agencies in the county, there'll be different methods to try to fund. We are still working on a national fire grant that might help support purchasing some of the radios. We'll know probably in June whether we're able to get the fire grant. That would make a big difference across the county.
And what's the timeline for this whole process of bringing it together and then the actual building and completion of it?
So we started this probably 2.5-3 years ago. Tomorrow morning is our kickoff meeting for the construction projects. We have a rather unique system. The old radio system is going to be phased out towards the at the end of June 2020. So the vendor for the new radio system is going to construct a temporary radio system that will carry us through until the permanent system is built.
Wow.
So the temporary system will be up and running before the end of 2019 or maybe into January of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And then the permanent radio system, the goal for that is at the end of 2020, beginning of 2021. So 18 months.
So this is quite a complex process, not a simple transition.
That's very true. It's going to be a very busy 18 months. The next 6 months, we'll be asking all of those agencies across the county that plan to be part of the system to evaluate new radios and purchase new radios, get them programmed, get trained, and be ready to use them.
And the coordination of all this is coming out of your office, Keith, or yours, Doug?
Well, it's really coming out of the StoryCom group.
Okay.
So the coordinated efforts of the three larger agencies. There's a smaller group. We refer to ourselves as the working group, made up of representatives from Fire and Ames and Story County and the university. And we're kind of the group that's working with first with the vendor, Raycom, out of Marshalltown, and second with a professional consulting organization that we've hired out of Pennsylvania called Mission Critical Partners. So the three of us, three groups are working together to coordinate the efforts.
What would you say will be some of the benefits to the community when this is in place?
The list is long. You know, the first and foremost, the important issues that we were driving at were communication. So coverage, our ability to be able to talk to emergency responders, whether they're in a small building, way out in the county in the middle of nowhere, or in a building on campus or in the middle of the city. So coverage was a key element, and the improvement there will be significant.
Mm-hmm.
Will be a very resilient system so that if a piece of the system were to fail, the rest of the system will continue to operate. So we don't have a situation where you suddenly run out of coverage because a controller at a tower failed. If that happens, another piece will pick up the equipment and keep it running. And then I think third is this interoperability concept that we'll be able to bring together, as Keith said, both jurisdictions and disciplines to deal with an emergency situation wherever it might occur.
What kinds of emergencies will it be used for? Can you give us maybe just a few examples?
I guess the thing to say is this is an everyday project. So when the responders come to your house because somebody was creeping around in your backyard, or they come to your business because somebody had a heart attack, or a train derails and we have to evacuate a whole neighborhood inside of Ames, this radio system will be used every day for every response that emergency responders make.
So more localized responses, as you described, but also bigger responses like tornadoes or storm damage or closing the highway, which I know Keith has talked about, closing Route 35, which you've talked about previously.
And also another way that this translates into a benefit is our first responders are going to be a lot safer because now they know that they will have the coverage. If one of them should be hurt or injured someplace, they know that when they activate their radio, they will be able to get hold of somebody and they'll be able to come together and try and take care of each other. Because there have been quite a few gaps in the current system mm-hmm. that we have. And this will be plugging it, especially out in the rural area. Another great benefit, especially in the rural areas, is we're also enhancing our paging system. So those rural departments that depend on those volunteers who wear a pager, they'll now be much more likely to ensure that they get that page to be able to respond as a volunteer, go to the fire department, get their equipment, and get on out to those people that have been injured. So another great benefit of this system, both systems were at the end of their life expectancy, and both of them needed to be upgraded, so we're taking advantages of that. Some other great advantages are flexibility in the system. If they need to reprogram this system, they'll be able to do that without everybody bringing their radios in. And also,
because it's kind of computerized?
It's much more
digital,
computerized.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
And for very special situations, they'll also be able to enhance the security of the radio system. So a lot of things that we've needed for a long, long time are finally coming together with this upgrade.
So this is really an example of something that as people who live in the area might not even be aware of, A, that this system currently exists, B, that it needs to be upgraded, and how their safety will be enhanced once it is upgraded.
And also these entities working together, Iowa State been a great partner on this. They had an expertise when it came to contracting. They contributed to that. Fire department in Ames has been doing a lot of research. They were the main driving force for the submitting for that grant. All of the agencies are come together, and you don't see that across a lot of the other counties that are out there. And it is something that I think folks here in Story County really need to know about and need to be pleased with, that all of their entities are working together. One of my mantras is efficient and effective, and this is an example of where we're coming together to drive down the cost, increase the capabilities, and do what we need to for the folks in Story County.
Do other counties in Iowa have such an advanced system like this?
Yes. Actually, one of the reasons we chose this particular vendor is that the counties to the east of us, almost all of the counties to the east of us, including the larger Johnson, Lynn, Blackhawk counties, have purchased this same system, and once we get up and running, one of the elements we'll be able to do is tie together with that larger system so that we'll have radio coverage clear to the Mississippi River.
I was going to ask about that, if it will allow communication with surrounding counties.
Yeah, yeah, and actually, one of the reasons to move to this public safety based radio system is not only will we be able to talk to people around the state, but after Katrina there were some national standards adopted, so our new radios will also have national interoperable channels. So if there was to be a huge disaster where we were even bringing in federal resources, we'd have the capability to even speak with those folks.
And at this time, is there any way that people can get more information or have input into the development of this public safety radio system?
That's an interesting question. This has been so technical for so long. We're just now reaching the point where we'll be reaching out to the larger population to tell them what we're doing and where it's going. I guess I would encourage folks who are interested in getting more information or in participating in the process to talk to their local fire agency or EMS agency, because those folks have been involved with us on an ongoing basis. And if they don't have the answers to the questions, they know who to get a hold of to help get those answers.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming in and telling us about this. It sounds like it's an important improvement for our community. As always, we're now better informed about it than we were before.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Appreciate being here.
I've been speaking with Keith Morgan, Director of Story County Emergency Management, and Doug Houghton, Support Services Manager with the Ames Police Department.